What's your stock pick right now?
Okay, so I'm going to go with Boston Scientific. This is a medical business based in the U.S. Nice spread from a geographical perspective, majority of it stemming from the U.S., but also some Europe, Asia sort of exposure, as well as Latin America. Just talking to the theme of moving out of tech and into your sort of more fundamental plays, I think this is a stock that will get some tailwind. It's certainly been impacted in the short term just due to the COVID impact. You know, this is very much an elective surgery type business, but I certainly am of the opinion that we're going to move into the space where we will see a vaccine come through over the next sort of 3, 4, potentially 5 months. And if that is the case, I do think elective surgeries will start to kick back into action. So for tonight, I'm choosing Boston Scientific.
Okay. Alex, in your books, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so we just spoke about global valuations being so expensive and as well makes a lot of people uneasy. I do think, you know, you can buy locally, or if you want to go to London, you can buy British American Tobacco, I think at a big discount, in some cases in excess of 50% to other global staples. So you've got a dividend yield in excess of 8% forward, which is going to be almost guaranteed for the time being. But also, if you look at tobacco in a historical perspective, they tend to underperform significantly before U.S. elections. And then post-U.S. elections, they tend to have quite of a rebound, as people tend to price in the worst, and then usually the worst never comes through, especially if there's anticipation that there's going to be a Democratic win, because Democrats tend to be seen as more negative towards tobacco as Republicans. So if you believe that perhaps the market is too negative on that, you know, and it could be a bit of a bounce, that's certainly a benefit. But in general, I think the business is very well positioned, still generating very good cash flows, will continue to de-gear, and I can't find much assets better than yielding 8% in pounds sterling than British American Tobacco.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, Derek Janser van Rensburg from Anchor and Alex Dace from Umtumbo Wealth as well. Julieta, we'll be back to take more of your stock-related questions tomorrow. For now, have a good evening.